So I haven't given you guys a little update since living in Jamaica. I do have my YouTube vlogs are coming. I just posted a YouTube video talking about why I'm in Jamaica for 30 days. So go check that out. The link is in my bio. So go check that out for real, for real. It's been about 15, it's been about 20 days. It's probably been longer because next week it will be 30 days. So let's just say it's been about 20 days since I've been living in Jamaica. And so far, so good. Lots of pros, like the nature, food, just a sense of freedom, y'all. Like, I just opened up the doors and I'm in somebody's yard and I see mango trees. I hear roosters in the morning sometimes. I think the water pressure is back to normal. I have to double check. But recently the water pressure went down because I guess it was a drought. So they turned down the water pressure. So I had to boil some water to feel comfortable showering. Because honestly, I do not like cold showers, you guys. I know people like, oh, that's the best shower. I don't. I like a nice warm bath. So I'm going to boil my water and I dip my rag in it to, wash my body. So that was okay. So I think the only thing I can say is, like, the only thing I don't like about Jamaica is some of the men, not all of them, and the mosquitoes, right? So some of the men, where's the, y'all know I'll be using my Yoni wash to wash my lashes. But some of the men are just predatory. I mean, I guess that's the only way to say it. Some of them are predatory. Some of them stare you down, try to talk to you. You don't want to talk to them. So I just learned to ignore them. I've done the whole back and forth thing with them and that doesn't work. So I just ignore them. But sometimes you just have men that's just like try to talk to you and it's like, bro, like I'm good. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? And then you ignore them and they still try and talk to you. And I don't like that. I think that's the only thing I don't like. But it's not all men. There are some really great men out here in Jamaica. Which is why I'm trying to make it very clear that it's not all men. Because it's not. But some of them I don't like. So I think that's the thing. And also, like, in America, right? In America, you do have to think about your safety. That soap is so minty fresh, guys. So I be feeling like that mint in my eyes. Make you wake up. But in America, you do have to think, you know, just in general. I think as a woman, you're always having to think about your safety in general. Like, I'm gonna be real. But I feel like in Jamaica, I'm extra thinking about my safety as a woman. Like, there are certain things that I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna walk certain places. I'm not gonna walk a lot of places, honestly, by myself. Whereas in, let me see if this washed out. Whereas in America, at least where I live in Atlanta, you know, I can go outside and I can walk around. I can walk, run around. Nobody's going to bother me. But in Jamaica, it's not really like that. Now, there are certain areas of Jamaica, nice neighborhoods that you can, but you still have to have caution. It's just safer to either walk with a man or take a taxi or drive somewhere. Now, I have tried walking in the neighborhood I'm in, and I was fine. I'm in a really nice neighborhood. But I'm not going to do that often. So I think that's just some of the things I don't like. Some people's attitude can be real stank. Like, yeah. Like, some of the people's... And it's either because, like, life is hard for them or they're just not smiley people. But you know how you get that Chick-fil-A customer service at Chick-fil-A in America? You may not get that here. Like, some people have good customer service, but others, it's just, like, real late, lackadaisical or just, like, non-existent. And so that's just something to get used to. And I like to tell myself, like, I have to find my own joy. So there's a lot of joys that I love in Jamaica. But if you're having a day where you're having back-to-back negative customer service experiences, that could rub you the wrong way. It could rub me the wrong way. And it can make you feel a little jaded. And I try not to be like that. I'm a really positive person. So I may have to go out in nature the next day or listen to some good music or get myself back in my positive vibe. So I think that's something that I've noticed as well. But yeah, I mean, overall, I still really love it. Like, I feel so free here. I just feel happier here. Like, when people ask me about Atlanta, I just kind of be like, And it's not that I don't like, it's not because I don't like Atlanta. I just don't have a desire to be there right now. And I'm about to go back to go, you know, work with my puppy. I need to bring my dog down here. So I got to figure out how to bring my dog down here. But like, I just don't have that desire right now. And I'm just listening to my spirit. And if my spirit's like, okay, girl, you want to be in Jamaica, be in Jamaica. Like, that's what I'm doing. So I am going to go back home soon, but it's really because I want to take care of my dog and figure that out. But overall, I do love it here. There are a lot of pros, like I mentioned. I love that I can go to the river, the beach. I love the music. I love just listening to people talk. I love, you know, type of food, getting the food on the street, the side of the road. I can get a hot bowl of soup on the side of the road, or some hot peanuts, or a fresh fruit that you can't find. Like, I just bought some soursop drops, coconut water, Ulta Iti apple, June plum in the grocery store. And you can't find those things in America sometimes. So stuff like that I really like. And it's just, it's an energy, y'all. Y'all know every location have different energy. So far, it's just an energy. Like, my spirit just like being here for now. So that's my update. I am going to go to the mountains for a few days. I'll update you guys on that too. And show you guys some vlogs on that. So that's like one of the things. I'm like, I haven't been to the mountains yet. I love to look at the mountains. I love to be in the mountains. Let me go into the mountains. And, you know, enjoy that energy too. So I plan to do that too. But that's my update. So far, so good. Having a good time. And, you know, still working online. So to selling my Married to Money course. If you want to make money online, being anywhere in the world, get my Married to Money course so you can resell it and make money as well. So far, $88,000 in 4.5 months. You don't have to have experience. You don't have to have followers. Just buy the course and resell it. Payment plans as low as $50 a month. No excuse. Okay. XOXO, Selfish Babe.
Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get 2 free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these 2 ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye. Hey, beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Lanique, and I want to introduce you to my new and latest ebook and journal called How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life. This ebook and journal is going to teach you all the spiritual self-love rituals that I do and have used over the past few years now to become the living goddess that I am, and to help you choose yourself and love yourself daily. And so in my ebook, you're going to get specific rituals on how to connect to your ancestors, specific rituals on how to do a cleansing spiritual bath, a bath for attraction, how to pray for yourself, why the energy of joy is so important for you, and so forth. And so if you're a woman out there that's been wanting to choose yourself more and put yourself first versus last, then you want to get my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook and journal. I'll have the link below. XOXO, Selfish Babe.